Hey, good morning. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Paul Brown, coming to you live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Humans Park, honoring our suffragette heritage here in the Suffragette City, also known as Guitar Town USA. And hey, and you just heard my good friends, the Waterboys, playing Fisherman's Blues, and it is for a good reason. We're going to hear a lot of fish songs today because I have some very special guests. They are a husband-wife team that owns a very successful seafood direct-to-consumer business, but they also sell to some chefs. Please join me in saying hello to Euro and Adra Kusnerova of Alaska Fresh Salmon. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for being here. Full disclosure, we met through, in my other life, I manage, and one of the online communities I manage is called the Center for Responsible Seafood, and it's a growing community of passionate seafood professionals that are also serious about sustainability and responsible seafood practices, one, for a healthier planet, but two, for healthier humans and addressing food insecurity issues. And there's just so many great opportunities globally and even here in Wisconsin to develop local economies and feed some of our own poor with, you know, the best proteins out there, seafood. So, but more than just a successful business, it's an unlikely love story. These two met in Chicago. Now we'll start with Euro. Was you're from Slovakia?
Yes, that's correct.
Where he was also he's a broadcaster like myself, broadcasting hockey games. Very cool.
Yes, that was my previous life.
So, Crudy, if you're listening, if we end up getting any hockey deals, I have a handpicked broadcaster who's got a great radio voice. But tell us how you ended up in Alaska and fishing.
Well, I had a pretty good job lined up in college, already being a journalist, and I was ready to just be a journalist for the rest of my life. And then my best friend went to Alaska just for the summer as a college student through the J-1 visa work and travel program. And he came back and he said, hey, listen, that's the hardest job you've ever had. It's just the most horrible time. It's just, you know, fish, and you work with fish 20 hours a day, then you sleep 3 hours and you go another 20. And I'm thinking, well, that sounds pretty terrible. Can I go with you next year? And he's like, all right, yeah, let's go. So we went. And
the pay's really good, right?
Well, the pay was, I mean, good. It was minimum wage at the time. So I think I was getting paid $7.25 an hour.
Okay.
But there is a lot of overtime when you work, you know, 100 hours a week.
Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of expenses are covered. Mm-hmm. But mostly for me, it was just experience to do something different before I settle into my life of being a journalist.
Sure.
Well, I ended up going to Cordova, and Cordova is right next to the Copper River. So right away from the get-go, I started working with the best salmon in the world, literally, and just kind of fell in love with the whole process and with the idea and with just feeding the world a high quality food. And so I just kept coming back every year. Switched from student visa to temporary work visa, and I was living between Slovakia and Alaska for a few years until I met Adra and switched my schedule a little bit.
And so this is, as I understand the story, you were coming to Chicago for a trade event.
Yes, that's correct. We had a conference because I was recruiting students back in Slovakia and Czech Republic to come work to the fisheries like I did when I started.
Neat.
And Adra was working for a company that was kind of a facilitator for the visa program, for the J-1 visa program.
Okay.
So they invited me to this conference as one of the employers. And yeah, she was the visa sponsor and we kind of hit it off.
Oh, that's terrific. So now, Adra, you grew up here in, is it Brookfield?
Yes.
Okay. Terrific. And you ended up in Chicago, kind of like I did, but I didn't come from Wisconsin. But and then kind of love at first sight. But were you also a seafood fan or aficionado, or I mean, you know, or just you liked it?
Yeah, I always incorporated seafood in my diet when I was debating on what to go into in college. I toyed with nutrition as an option, and I went way the opposite direction into international relations and Spanish linguistics.
That's what I studied, yeah.
But I'm happy to be
back
in the or into the nutrition space. And I was hosting Euro at a conference, and I gave him his gift bag, his welcome bag, and the rest was history.
That's fantastic. So, and now you ended up going back to Alaska with him, right, for a few years? Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. I got to spend 4 summers up there.
Wow.
And that was amazing. And I was super privileged and lucky enough. My parents took me on a cruise that they took in Alaska when I was 13, and I just fell in love. And my dream job, you know, some kids want to be veterinarians or basketball players. I wanted to be a tour guide in Alaska. So I got to live my childhood dream by living there with him. We lived on the coast. We could see sea otters from our living room window.
Oh, cool.
The whole town is just based on generations of fishing traditions.
Okay.
And everyone's livelihood is supported by the health of this fishery and
That's
harvesting
fantastic.
The salmon.
Okay. And this was a natural or a wild catch fishery, or was it aquaculture?
It was a wild fishery.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Interesting. So, but do you do any business with any aquaculture farms currently?
No,
you take that.
We don't. So we only focus on product that's coming out of Cordova.
Okay.
And so both Copper River sockeye and halibut that we sell, or Copper River coho, those are all wild fish.
Okay.
When you say aquaculture, if you mean fish farms, those are per se. Right. Those are not legal in Alaska.
Mm.
So there is no farms. There is a form of aquaculture up there called hatcheries, but that's a whole different story.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, but our fish are all wild cod from Prince William Sound and the Copper River fishing regions in south central Alaska.
That's neat. And would you live there the whole year or just live there seasonally like you were doing before you and Adrian met?
We were there just seasonally.
Okay.
So,
and then you come back here to the Midwest?
Exactly.
Okay. And then when did you get the idea of like working out of the Milwaukee area and bringing it in?
We were bringing so much fish back at the end of each season for our friends and family. Like we would check our luggage at the Anchorage airport, and then we would check a couple 50-pound boxes of seafood, and we were running out of it so quickly. We decided we were having dinner up north at the Big Easel at our friend's place. And Euro said, I really want to start this business. And it like, you know, we had this like alive feeling about it. And so we put together Alaska Fresh and started with friends and family as our customers.
Yeah.
And it's just been growing over the last 5 years. And especially with the pandemic, with everyone cooking at home more.
Sure.
And then people just trying to get healthier in general. Like I have a lot of customers say, oh, my doctor told me I should eat more fish. The business has been growing, which has been great.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I was at Target with my wife yesterday doing some last second shopping for our son's birthday. Evan, I hope you're not listening. No, but but there is a seafood section there now at Target. Now, I know Costco's had one and I've heard good things and it's some mixed reviews, but mostly good things. But then I mentioned to my wife, like, hey, there's a seafood section. And right away, she's just like, that's probably gross, or it's probably like, and I know there's still that impression here in the mainland, or in, as you call it, the lower 48, where people worry about the food service, you know, the safety of eating fish. And I don't buy into that, just so you know, but I know it's something to talk about.
Right. And the freshness of it. And, you know, when people think of the word fresh, they think of, something, and especially with seafood, they think of something that's thawed and that's in the deli case.
Sure.
But when you are working with any coastal seafood or any seafood in general, and you're not near the area where it's from, you definitely want to have frozen seafood.
Yeah. And I apologize, my timing's a little messed up. We're we do have another minute, so thank you, Connor. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
no worries.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish your thoughts. Sorry about that.
What we sell smoked salmon, and then we also have frozen salmon and halibut. And the The reason that it's frozen is because it maintains its color, the nutrients, yeah, sure, the flavor. And so I always tell my customers, when you're eating seafood from the coast, you want to make sure it's frozen.
Sure.
Unless you're having it flown in.
And now you're making me hungry. Yeah, sure. Okay, well, stick around because we want to hear more about this. And This Week in Waukesha continues with Euro and Hedra Kuznarova of Alaska Fresh Salmon. Do not go away.